Farmers, you got to deal with the tax man. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Tax code changes by Congress and the Trump administration mean changes for farmers and ranchers at tax time. Jordan Ducks, Director of National Affairs for Nebraska Farm Bureau, says the changes start with lower tax rates.
A lot of the focus here as it relates to the new tax law was about lowering tax rates. The corporate tax rate was a big one and was probably task number one for Congress when they started this conversation. The second part was what it meant for individuals. And Republicans in control of the House, when this conversation started, the whole idea was to lower tax rates for individuals and also make the tax code simpler.
Farm Bureau has released a set of what they call five opportunities for farmers and ranchers to help them navigate the tax code.
It's important for folks to talk to their tax accountant before we get into any of these conversations as to how this tax law affects them. So make sure folks do that. Taking a look at the lower individual income tax rates across the board. If you're a pass-through entity, so if you're an S-corp, a sole proprietorship, or a partnership, there are some changes in there and allow you to make an initial deduction before your income is subject to the individual tax rates. The vast majority of farmers and ranchers are going to be organized there on the pass-through side of things, but that's important to remember. And then still there are some C-corps out there, and if you're organized as a C-corp, a lower rate, a flat rate, but there are new tax brackets, lower rates for a lot of folks, and so pay attention as you start putting together your taxes for next year.
So good luck. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.